We designed this resource for a wide audience, and we hope it would be useful for healthcare providers, capacity assessors, guardians, community service providers, bankers, lawyers, as well as the disability service sector. We think that people who have communication disabilities, as well as their family members, will be able to get valuable information about their human rights and be able to request the communication supports that they need. We also hope that speech-language pathologists and augmentative communication clinicians, social workers, and therapists will get useful information about the role that they play in supporting people to communicate and exercise control in their lives. We see this series as laying the foundation for the future development of context-specific resources, not only in specific sectors, but also as it relates to specific disability groups. In the next 9 videos, you're going to hear from people who represent different sectors and stakeholders about why we need a greater understanding of communication supports and accommodations for people who have disabilities that affect their communication.